KG Global LLC presents Pyramid Finances. Pyramid Finances specializes in advanced banking, borrowing, and investing. This is accomplished by our in-house approach to finances called the Four Pillars of Wealth. The pillar we will be discussing in this episode is the second pillar, which is cash, which is defined here as money you receive from one transaction. Cash is required to start and build real wealth, but with the good credit that you establish in the first pillar, the cash that you now have available to you from potential lenders is a resource that you can use to strengthen the cash flow from your job or your business. Now, I want to stress something before I move forward in this episode. You don't need more money or time. You need a better strategy. The money and the time will take care of themselves once you have the right strategies. Now, diving into this. Cash is the money you receive from one transaction. It doesn't continue to pay you after that. Now, regardless of the amount of credit that you were able to acquire in the first pillar of wealth, the information that I'm going to provide here can still be executed. But before jumping into it, how to make money, I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So I'm going to explain what makes a monetary exchange a cash or cash flow transaction. If I did a side job, or if I got paid for a product in my store, that is a cash transaction because the money is only coming from that transaction once. But if however I bought a rental property, that would be considered a cash flow transaction. And this is because it will continue to pay me well after that initial transaction took place. Now, we will focus on a strategy that will put a lump sum of cash in your hands pretty much every time you can complete a deal. Now, this will not take a lot of upfront cash to do, but you will need some basic understanding of some real estate terms. We're going to combine two different low-cost real estate strategies in this episode. One of them you may have heard about. The other one's a little bit less known. One is wholesaling. The other one is subject to purchase agreements. Now, by combining these two concepts, you can make large amounts of cash in a short period of time. And wholesaling is basically getting a property under contract at one price and then flipping that contract to another investor for a predetermined price. Once you are paid, you really have nothing else to do with the property or the individuals involved. You know, you get paid at closing and then you're on looking for the next deal. Subject two is where you take over an existing mortgage on a property for the current owner after they have signed over the deed to you. They may be in trouble financially or just want to relocate. It can be any number of reasons, but this presents an opportunity to you to provide a service to them that can put some quick cash in your pocket. Now, let me give you an example of using these two strategies in combination. Let's say you know someone who just had a foreclosure proceeding started in court. Now, this homeowner is at least 3 months behind because the lenders have already filed their less pendants, you know, with the court. As it stands right now, the homeowner is going to lose his down payment and all this equity in the property. Now, this is where I implement something I learned called PEN, which is preparation, education, and negotiation. You need to prepare these numbers now before you get to the homeowner and ever speak with them. But what you're going to do is some homeowners are, once you get there, you'll start to realize some homeowners have an expectation and a number that they want for their property that's not really realistic when you put it on paper, but it makes sense to them because of the sentimental value that they place in their home. Your job is going to be to get them to see the bigger picture by walking them through how all these numbers will play out at the closing table. And that's the key and most important part, the closing table, what's actually going to be given to them once everything is done. Now, a great way to start this is to lead with a question. You could ask the homeowner, you know, if you can get them close to what they receive if they hired a real estate agent, would they be happy? Now, the answer is almost always going to be yes. Then you will go on and proceed to show them how that would look on paper at the closing. Now, I'm going to go in a little bit more on, you know, this PEN strategy just so you guys can kind of understand exactly what I'm saying. So I'm going to use some numbers here. So let's say you have a house for sale and it's listed at $300,000 and the loan on the house is $250,000. That's the amount that you're going to be willing to negotiate, the $250,000, which is exactly what is owed to the bank. Now, if you were sitting there with the seller and you told him you're going to give him $250,000, he's going to know right off the bat he's out $50,000. So that won't really sit well with him. You know, $50,000 sounds like a lot of money to be given up. So rather than focus on the larger number, you're going to take the time to educate the buyer by using this system. You're going to say something like, "Mr. Seller, we found that sellers are happy if we can get them close to what they would get if they sold through a realtor." This is going to get his attention. This will help ease some of his pain also, because he needs to sell quickly. Remember, you know, he's in foreclosure. That's the whole purpose. That's the whole reason behind you talking to him. So because you're telling him that you can work these numbers and close quickly and get him close to what a real estate would get, you know, a real estate agent would get if they sold it on the market, yet he doesn't have to wait for his home to actually be sold on the market, you're actually, you know, you're providing an extra benefit to him. So at this point, you're acting as his advisor, you're educating them, and you're working the numbers down so that you can negotiate a smaller number later. So let's say that you know that the seller would accept an offer from a buyer who would pay them $295,000 for the house. Now that's only $5,000 under the asking price. So you work the numbers with the seller, explaining how, you know, how they would look if they sold it through a realtor. This is what the numbers would look like. $300,000 was the house price, which is what he had it listed at. There's a $5,000 quick sale discount because someone offered him $295,000 for the house and he took it. $18,000 is the real estate commission, which is 6%, which is average. 12% holding costs, that's 4%, which is average. 10% closing costs, that's 3%. And this equals $45,000. Now, if you take the $300,000 that he was originally asking, you subtract the loan amount that has to be given to the bank, which is the $250,000. That leaves him $50,000 minus the rest that we just calculated, which was $45,000. That equals a net value of $5,000. This $5,000 is what the seller would net. This is important. But you, as an investor, you don't want to pay the seller the $5,000, but getting him to realize that is what he would walk away with at the closing table is extremely important. It rearranges all of the negotiation that you're going to do in this next phase coming up here. So what you would say is like, "Mr. Seller, in a perfect world, this is what you would get, the $5,000, but this is not a perfect world. And for me to get involved, I can't give you the $5,000. Here's where you're going to get into the negotiation phase, and this is where you're going to negotiate from $5,000 down to somewhere like $1,000, as opposed to trying to negotiate, you know, having them give up $50,000. Did you really hear? I'm going to say that one more time. This is where you can start to negotiate from $5,000 down to $1,000, as opposed to trying to negotiate from $50,000 down. It's a really big difference, and it's easier for them to think about giving up, let's just say, $4,000 as opposed to giving up $50,000, because you talked them down from $5,000 to getting $1,000. Now, you want to get the seller from those big numbers down to the smaller numbers before you even begin negotiating. So you have to educate the seller, then you present to the seller, then you negotiate. So you're going to work in that order there, but you want to get him down to the small numbers. Now, you can create a net equity worksheet that you can use as a tool to go through everything with the seller. This helps you as the professional. It also helps the seller better understand the process. You know, this ends up being a win-win for both of you. Now, this can be done pretty quickly with your newly acquired business credit that you established in the first pillar, which was credit. Now, if you take what I just explained along with, you know, the newly acquired credit that you had, we're going to go ahead and tie this off and show you what this looked like. Now you should have this seller, this homeowner, under contract for a price that you can then immediately put on the market for a quick flip. The buyer will enjoy a positive cash flow. This is a real estate investor. Each month, you received a nice large lump sum payment and the seller avoided a foreclosure. That is a win-win-win situation. Your main focus is just to get the property in your name or in the business name, and then from that point, you're going to shop around to find the right buyer to make a quick flip to. And this can all be done from the comfort of your home, you know, as a side job on the side. You know, this isn't a full-time thing you have to do. But it can put a lump sum of cash in your pockets really quick. And once you have done a few of these quick flips, you can start to hold on to them so that they can produce cash flow, which is the next pillar we will be discussing in the next episode. This strategy should really only take a couple hundred dollars to no more than 5,000 if it is done correctly and you're following PIN. So I really hope this was informative. I hope you guys got something out of it. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 1-888-490-5460. You can also email us at pyramidfinances@kggloballlc.com, or you can go to our website at www.pyramidfinances.com. All right, thank you again for your time.